It's the 9-5 Kansas City Chiefs coming back home to host the 3-11 Cleveland Browns. The Kansas City Chiefs have won 8 games in a row, and the Cleveland Browns have lost 8 of their last 9 games. The only win coming against the San Francisco 49ers, who are tied for the worst record in the NFC. So entering this game, the Chiefs just have to take care of their own business.
They do, and that starts with stopping quarterback Johnny Manziel. There's always a lot of hype surrounding the young playmaker. You know, talked to a couple of the players already. It's about containing Johnny Manziel in the pocket. You look at 2 of the 3 wins for the Cleveland Browns this season have been games that Manziel's played in. When you've got guys like Travis Benjamin, a speed threat on the outside that's made some big plays for him at different times this season, he's going to finish the season with over 1,000 yards. And then look at another one of his weapons, tight end Gary Barnage, a guy that's kind of seemingly came out of nowhere this season. He's going to finish the season with over 1,000 yards. And both those guys have combined for 14 of the 20 touchdowns for the Browns this year.
One point you have to mention about this Browns offense is it will be the return of wide receiver Dwayne Bowe to Arrowhead Stadium. But on the other side of it, this Browns defense, what do you like about it?
They've got some veterans on that side of the ball. And Carlos Dansby, a guy who's been doing this for a really long time. And they're giving up 28 points per game, which is second to last in the NFL. They've got some young guys mixed with some old guys in that defense. They haven't probably played. I mean, they haven't played the way that they wanted to this year. That doesn't mean they don't have the talent. Doesn't mean the Chiefs don't have to be ready to play in this game because, again, it's the NFL any given Sunday.
BJ, as the Chiefs look for their 9th win in a row, what is the key thing to watch in this football game?
I think I've said this about 5 weeks in a row now. It's turnovers. The Chiefs are second in the NFL right now with a plus 15 turnover differential. The only team better than them right now in that particular category is the Carolina Panthers. There's a reason that they're undefeated. It's always about turnovers. Last week against the Ravens, they forced 3, 2 of which turned into points for the Chiefs, ended up being 2 of the biggest plays in that game. The Chiefs have actually scored on 80% of their possessions after takeaways. When you give this offense a chance to put points on the board, the defense makes plays. They've been doing that. That's been the difference. If they can force Johnny Manziel on this offense to turn the ball over, offense will continue to capitalize. That's been the recipe for success. And the other thing to watch for in this game, I believe, rookie Cam Irving for the Browns is starting at right guard. John Greco is done for the last 2 games. You look at the guys he's going to go up against tonight. You've got a healthy Allen Bailey, Dontari Poe, Mike DeVito, Jay Howard, all those guys that can create havoc in the middle. Nothing disrupts an offense more than interior pressure, so that's something I'd watch for in this game.
Johnny Football coming to Arrowhead Stadium. It's the first of the Chiefs' 2 final games, both at Arrowhead Stadium. Andy Reid talked this week about how much the players feed off the fans at Arrowhead, so it should be fun. It's coming at you 12 p.m. on Sunday. He's BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney, and now you know what to focus on.